summer solstice, or most hours in the day to day drink. This is the perfect pour.
Day drinking is like the best. Like, because you don't know. Anything could happen. Anything great could happen. And also terrible things could happen. But like mostly also, great things could happen when you day drink. Because you're like, I've got the whole rest of the day. And I might keep drinking. Or something cool might happen. I don't know. But this is great.
I'm just going to take a little nap in the sun.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, a show about things, having fun with the beers. Hi, Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacey.
For the 516th time, we're here to hang out with you, talk about the beers we were drinking last week. The beers are looking out for. Listeners, call us and tell us what's going on with them. Talk a little bit of beer culture stuff, and then we get on out here and get to the real drinking. This is just practice drinking right now.
That's right.
Before the show, during our tailgate session, I had a beer donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette from Urban Roots Brewing Company in Sacramento. A West Coast IPA with Simcoe and Mosaic. It is one of my favorite beers. It is like riding a bike. And it's 6.2 on the Alks. Very easy drinking IPA. And it's got a dude on a bike, like a kind of a beach cruiser bike. And it's got a hop for a head. Isn't that hilarious?
Hilarious.
Well, I thought that was an artichoke.
Yeah. Breweries like to put artichokes on their labels all the time.
Or the top of an asparagus.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. You're right.
Asparagus head.
Stinky pee beer.
I love gold.
Yes.
Now I open a new beer. It's also Wazoo Corvette donated beer. It's Diamondback Brewing Company Green Machine IPA. It's a little 6.2er on the Alks. And it's, let's see, Diamondback is from Baltimore, Maryland. What's Wazoo doing with Baltimore beer?
What the hell?
Something ain't right. It's a 12-ounce. It's not really a beer because it's only 12 ounces. It's a taster. But,
he made a left turn at Dubuque.
Yep. Brewed with American barley and a touch of wheat, notes of citrus, grapefruit, and accompany a soft, pillowy mouthfeel.
Baltimore is home to one of my favorite weird actors and producers, John Waters.
Yeah, John Waters is home to.
Wow.
I have a sister-in-law from Baltimore as well, so there.
Yeah, does she know John Waters?
You know, I haven't asked her. She might.
Did she play for the Orioles?
No. She definitely didn't play for the Orioles.
Oh, man.
But maybe. I don't know. I haven't asked her that either. I didn't her directly.
There you go, assuming things.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm originally from Baltimore. Oh, did you play for the Orioles?
First question.
Absolutely.
Everyone sure does at one point.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone from Baltimore has to play for the Orioles at least one season. That's just a requirement.
Everyone gets turned down for a job.
Same
at
as
McDonald's,
jury duty.
Goes and plays for the Orioles.
Yeah, it's like they.
Didn't get picked for McDonald's, huh? Yep, yeah, me neither.
Second string.
Yep, I got to play right field.
Yep. Oh, right fielders. Yeah, that makes sense. Can't work in McDonald's? You'll play right field.
Play right field. We'll hide you over there, way over in right field.
Some people are good for flipping my burger. Some people are good for playing for the Orioles. So
that's right. Oh, what are you drinking there, Red Stacy?
I am having a beer donated by Bay Cyclone. It is short rail amber lager from, how do we say it? You say it again? Dubuque, Iowa. Dubuque, Iowa. It is a...
Brian, she really looked it up. Like, hey, she wanted to get this right.
Dimensional Brewing Company, yeah.
Dimensional.
It says here, if I'm pregnant, I shouldn't drink it.
Oh. Uh-oh. What?
I'm not later to find out.
They're so stuffy yeah. in Iowa.
Golly. Oh nobody gosh. Can have any fun there. Having family from Iowa, I can tell you that they probably didn't follow that recommendation too closely.
My knowledge of Iowans is they did not listen to that label.
I was always like, oh, you seem stressed out. You know, I know you're 6 months pregnant, but go home, put your feet up, have a cigarette, have a martini. You'll be,
that's
you'll
right.
be fine.
That's doctor's orders.
Well, hey, a beer helps lactating, correct? Or is that just what I just go around telling women? Hey, you know what? Beer.
No, it does. It intrusively.
Helps yeah.
Like, yo. You're looking to drain those suckers.
Hey, you know, beer. It's like, I'm not pregnant, asshole. Well, I'm just saying.
Well, if you know anyone who is.
Yeah, just pass it along.
Oh, no, I drink a ton of oatmeal stout. Was great for. In fact, that's was it Samuel Smith, right? That was originally made for lactating mothers.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. What? Whoa. Wait,
beer trivia.
No, it's too early.
Sorry, we don't do that here. Get out.
I'm not prepared for this.
Yep. Made for lactating knowledge. Mothers. B vitamins. Relax you. And you have a little bit of beer. Has a little beer. Take the nap. It's fucking great. That's how I made it through.
Yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, she now claims to not like the taste of beer for whatever reason. But
weird.
You're lying.
Ungrateful.
Lies.
What are you drinking, Nick?
I was inspired by all this WQ talk.
Dubuque?
Dubuque-y. So I got my Pilsner Dubuque.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
From BA Cyclone.
It. Nice.
This is a Dimensional Brewing Company.
Wait, is it BA Cyclone or Bay Cyclone? Is it Bay Y Cyclone?
Oh, maybe it is Bay Cyclone.
No, it's BA Cyclone. But Bay Cyclone. I might have wrote it wrong.
It does look like a Y.
I might have wrote it wrong. Mine no, is. There's a. It's Bacycloneon the untapped. But I might have wrote it wrong. I wrote that. That's my stupid handwriting.
You wrote it wrong? Okay.
Yeah.
Mine looks like Ray Cyclone.
Well.
Okay. Bacyclone. I apologize. Mikey.
I really wrote it correctly. Stacy just didn't know how to read. Brian, I just want to let you know.
I'll post this so fast. Are you sure it's not B.A. Cyclone?
He likes his name's Cyclone, and he likes to
Cyclone.
He likes to do B.A. Yeah, he's an Italian who likes to B.A. people randomly.
Wait. This is a BA. No, I'm scared.
Oh, no, it's Cyclone. He's BA'd us again. Oh, no.
Hey, Cyclone.
That's enough of your BA, okay?
I'm from the Dubuque.
I'm from the Dubuque. We don't do that over there. Ah! It's a little Italian enclave in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the Italian chef that died?
No. What happened?
He passed away.
Oh! Wow. Nick, are you going to let her get away with that joke?
Hell yeah, that was good.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
That's fine.
If anyone has any French...
I'm going to log off now.
Are you going to do a George and just walk out on a high...
Yeah.
I know.
Say it can't get any better.
Do you know why most Italians are named Tony?
Why?
Because when they come over to Ellis Island, they all had two New York stamped on their forehead.
Oh, so your name's Tony? Oh, yeah.
See. Citizen.
Wow. All right, guys, that's enough of the show. That's it. Can't get any better. See ya. Yeah, that's I don't really look forward to whatever else is going to happen in this episode. So let's just leave.
Let's just call it a night.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Call it a daydream. Culture.
Okay, who's got something? Who wants to start?
Felt like it was a light beer culture week for whatever reason, or I just was.
Yeah, I think it was.
Not doing a whole lot.
Or yeah, you weren't plugged in, man.
You're being a person.
I know. Yeah, it's been wild.
Wait, this is now you know what it's like for someone that's not in the industry.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I have to like pay attention. Yeah. Now I have to actually go look for news instead of just being told at every single stop that I make about who did what.
Yeah,
and how IPAs were named.
Yeah, have you heard the news story about IPAs?
I heard there's IPAs on the Titanic, so they wouldn't
find them. They had too many IPAs on the Titanic. That's what sank it, really. It wasn't an iceberg.
I did find out that they don't have any 805 anymore at the Rawhide Stadium in Visalia.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? Wait, so they did before? And now
what are they drinking? Yeah,
they only buy from Buena Beverage and Valleywide now.
Well, maybe they dumped them after the Firestone flap.
Maybe
the big flap of 18.
Yeah,
the big flap.
You know the flap.
I don't know. I talked to the bar dude there, and he's like, oh yeah. He's like, we don't want to deal with Donaghy. I was like, I don't blame you. I don't want to deal with him either. So I quit.
I told him to take a hike. So what's their 805 replacement? What handle?
Yeah,
It looks like everything. So they actually have like a Barrel House bar out there.
Yes. Oh, local ish.
Yeah, so they're doing the whole local thing, and they've got their other like their big boy craft sponsor is Elysian.
Oh,
which is of course
all right.
Not really craft beer
anymore. Where'd they get all that money?
But it wears a good disguise for the ordinary person.
You were hobnobbing with one of the original owners of that Elysian, right? A couple weeks ago.
It was, yeah. Dick Cantwell.
Dick Cantwell.
Mm-hmm. You can transpose those and make a really funny thing. Like, Aunt Dickwell.
Yeah, I'll let you do
probably
it.
Shouldn't do that. That's rude.
No, you shouldn't do it.
Now you know how he lost the brewery. No, I'm just kidding.
One misspelling is all it took.
Here's your culture, guys.
Perfect pour. Spreading lies since 2023.
A disclaimer. Most of what we say probably isn't true.
You don't get that word.
Yeah, we needed that a long time ago.
You don't get that word. We're dumb shit.
Opinion and jokes. So what else did they have out there? They had, of course, like White Claw, Coors Light, shit like that. It was kind of lame. Boo. I was just eating bagels and drinking coffee.
So I go to
that sounds amazing.
I was in the MIP Ultra members lounge.
So if I go to single A baseball Rawhide game, which I believe they're the Diamondbacks.
Is that what they are?
I believe. I'm not 100% on that. If you go to a Rawhide game, you're not going to get any good craft beer. Boo.
Unless you like Barrel House.
Oh, Barrelhouse. I mean, I forgot.
If you like that, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Good for you. It's fine.
My voice that's didn't my go up rating. High. No. Barrelhouse. Barrelhouse gets the job done.
They do make liquid and people buy it.
And it's good. It's quite adequate. It's very adequate.
Guys, you're reading my Big Sur.
Hey, Big Sur. Yeah.
I like
Well, as soon as they start sending you cases of Big Sur, then we'll start talking them up more.
Oh, good point.
Rawhide roster and staff. Now I'm looking that up. So yeah, you guys go ahead. I didn't have much culture.
Okay.
I was trying to have some culture, but I got nothing.
trying to
culturally pan,
you're panning for culture there and you got a little bit some dust, a little gold flakes here and there, but
space dust from Elysium.
Oh, good pull. Nick.
No, I'm not ready.
Oh, we'll go back to Nick in case he readies himself. I just have looking out for everyone needs to look out for. I always like things that everyone across the country, and I don't know about globally, but I don't know about our Icelandic listeners. I don't know if they're going to get this, but Sierra Nevada Brewing, a new number one fan pack. It is a new variety pack with they're bringing back some beers that people were like, bring this beer back, Sierra Nevada, you piece of shit.
and they listen?
Yeah, listen a little bit. Hop That's Hunter cool. IPA, which I wasn't sure was gone, but I don't know if this is all four beers were gone and they brought back or not, but Hop Hunter IPA, Ruthless Rye IPA, Nooner Pilsner, for you Pilsner fans.
I really liked Nooner. Ah. I remember when that came out. I really liked it.
Well, now it's back in variety pack form. And Flipside Red IPA.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, that one was a good one, too.
So if you missed those beers.
Flipside.
Well, that's a cool there. Flex, Sierra Nevada.
They're like, yeah, we'll I've always back.
Been a staunch Sierra Nevada fan, in fact.
I only seen the 12, or only seen bottles. I don't know if it's going to be in cans, but it's in bottles at least.
All right.
So there's a variety pack to look out for.
Well, that's fun. Yeah. I wonder if New Belgium will bring back OG Fat Tire if enough people ask for it, or if they just say, fuck you, we're not.
Original formula, like Coke, like
Sign
Coke
a
did.
Petition.
Yeah.
You want original still, formula, Fat still Tire?
Still mad about that.
Dang.
It's funny, people ask on their Instagram all the time, like they post other beers and they're like, fuck these new beers, we want Old Fat Tire.
Where's Old Fat Tire? Oh, that is
the number one comment.
I like that. Everyone that listens to the show, if you got time to make comments on Instagram, go on New Belgium's page and anything they post, doesn't matter what it is.
Sorry. Whatever Excuse their me. New Sorry. Like woke yeah. ass sour is the comment that you want.
Some woke sour. Want.
Woke sour.
Then you tell them like, oh, why don't you bring back original Fat Tire? Why don't you be well? Spending time doing this shit. Why don't you bring back original Fat Tire?
Could somebody make a woke sour? That'd be good. Just woke call sour. It woke sour.
It instantly turns you gay and non-racist.
Hey, perfect.
Like, oh.
Well, what if you're already gay and not racist?
Well, I don't know what it does to you then. Who knows?
It makes you glow, yeah. Turns you into hypercolor.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's enough of that, unless you had something, Nick?
Nothing of interest. It is a slow week.
You should let us.
Yeah, it really was.
Central Coast is still ruled by 805. according to all the memorabilia and signs.
Oh, yeah, we'll get some of that in the Bencod drinking later on. But
yeah, tell us about your, was the coast the same as last year? Or whenever
was the ocean still there?
The last time?
Did you see the submersible over?
Yeah, he was Titanic cruising down California, flipping people off, telling everybody about Titanic.
Oh, that's where they ended up. Maybe they're just like, you know what? This Titanic is super boring. Let's go do something cool, guys. They're like, yeah, let's go do something cool. And like, they're probably in Florida right now. They're just like in Miami. It's like, yeah, this is where we should have gone.
They're having it wrapped in 805 shrink wrap.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to see if they could bring IPAs down to the Titanic, and if the IPAs could, since they were so hopped, they could handle the pressure, because like they had that many hops, or like there's no way the ocean pressure could like pop these bottles because they're hopped to the brim, and they wanted to see. I don't know. Trying to develop jokes here. This is why I use the show for joke development.
Come back and listen to it later. Going, that was so good.
Bangers, all bangers.
Too. Yep.
So I had a bit of, I don't know if this is culture. It's not been caught drinking, so I'm just going to tell this story now. But I'm on for those of you who don't know, I'm on a bowling league every Monday.
Ooh.
And I was wearing my Start at Episode 500 shirt that I wore.
Yeah,
the Invitational, because it's really comfortable. Wow.
It's and more than just a festival shirt.
Yeah, it's now my bowling shirt because it's, you know, it's breathable, and I had my active wear on, you know, because bowling is very
athletics.
Shirt? Does it do the wicking?
It is very, very wicking. Yeah,
nice
poly blend. Well, so this one of the guys I was bowling against, he goes, he's like, hey, can I ask you about your shirt? And I was like, yeah, sure, it's a 50-50 poly blend. And no, I didn't say that. And I said, I'm on a podcast, Perfect Pour, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, it says that you don't want to try anyone's homebrew.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Here he goes. He's going to ask.
On the back of it.
Are you sure?
He's going to ask.
And I said, I really don't want to taste anyone's
homebrew. Like, no, that is not a tongue-in-cheek joke. It is a serious statement.
Like, really, it's hard pass. So you read it correctly, sir. And he goes, what does that mean, though? He's like, because homebrew,
it's the most amazing form of beer you ever had.
Yeah.
No, well, that's the thing, though, is I said, you know, podcast, and I hadn't mentioned craft beer yet. I just said podcast, Perfect Pour Pod. And he said, well, homebrew could mean so many things. And I said, like, what?
Really?
Yeah. And he was like, well, you know, like other brew. And I was like,
What?
And like
wow. Does this guy find another dimension?
Chloroform?
Does this guy find another brewing dimension?
I have no idea. But he was like, you know, like coffee. And I was like, well, it's fucking not coffee. Okay. I'm talking about beer, all right?
Yeah. You don't talk, yeah.
And what's, he was like,
beer? Wait, you can brew beer?
It was really out there. I was just like, can we just bowl?
Yeah, it's bowl. Yeah, once in a while that brew will full, like I'll see something like brew and I'm like, and then they're talking about coffee. I'm like, coffee? What the fuck, dude?
Or tea, or kombucha, heaven forbid.
Oh, jeez.
Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. No, I won't. I'm definitely not trying your home kombucha.
But it was the second conversation I had that night about craft beer.
Oh, okay.
So it's working. The shirt is working.
Got to serve both of them.
Tell me everyone in Fresno bowling scenes talking about brewing.
That's right. Well, the guy who drilled my new ball is a home brewer.
Oh no!
So,
I heard that the other night. Well, yeah, never mind.
When you're getting your balls drilled.
I'm gonna back out of that joke. I'm just, you know, we're just testing out jokes here. These don't think these are real.
I even got a new ball sack for my new ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it rolls because it's hard. You know, it's hard to carry.
Yeah.
You know, having it roll behind me is like way easier.
That's what she said.
Oh, no. Your sack is so large it needs wheels, huh?
And it's got three balls in it, so, you know.
I'm sorry.
Did you get that on Amazon?
To do what you do?
Now you know why it has wheels. I do need three. Yeah, there's strike ball, spare ball, second spare ball.
Another spare ball.
I mean, shit. Let's collect balls. Take names.
You can get yourself on the show and, you know, stop all this kind of talk
about her balls.
Yeah,
for free, about her balls. Me about my balls.
You can first call 559-492-0542 and get on our 24/7 voicemail line, or you can record something or write something to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to start with the voicemails from this gentleman. Uh-oh, wait. Everyone, hold on.
Oh, he accidentally hit erase.
and erase. Nope, I got
lost at sea.
Bad cable connections here.
Is the battery okay?
God dang it. The battery is not the issue in this one. It is.
I think that's a shirt. The battery is good, guys. The
battery is good, guys. Come on. Leave me alone. Oh my God. Everyone, relax. Nothing's happening here. Nothing to see. Totally.
So the guy,
not going to forget to cut this out. Yes, go ahead.
The guy who drilled my balls.
Yeah, please.
During this dead spot. So he, I actually would try his homebrew because he's a food science, he said food science major. I don't know if he graduated. I'll ask him when I pick up my ball tomorrow. But I said, okay. I said, so you have a basic understanding then of what to do and maybe not use hose water. And he's like, well, you know, Fresno Muni water is pretty good. And I was like, all right.
Questionable.
I'm like, you're correct. As long as you're doing all of the chemical and pH analysis to know what to do there, but I will say Clovis water tends to be a little sketch.
Ooh,
as
note,
noted.
Note to all the new breweries in Clovis.
By one brewer. What do you mean you can't use Clovis water?
Yeah. All right. Sorry, guys. All right. We're back.
Okay. Beep.
Nope. The fuck?
Oh my gosh.
Tell me you grew up in the 80s without telling me you grew up in the 80s.
I know. Did we record these on a tape deck or what?
Yeah, we're using a tape. I do implore and use a tape deck from time to time, but not, this is not. Holy shit. Two cables are not fucking working.
I'm going to go grab a new beer. All right. While we figure
everyone
out.
Everyone grab a new beer.
Beer.
Has anybody tried this King Crispy Pilsner from Deschutes? Man,
no,
that is everything I want in a Pilsner. I would say that's the best craft Pilsner I've had. I've tried a bunch of them. I'm going to say the best large craft Pilsner, you know, meaning Deschutes being a large craft brewery. I think Sante Darius makes some pretty phenomenal lagers and Pilsners, but in terms of the big boys, King Crispy, just tried it, and man, I'm going to be going back for more and more and more. Regarding the Kettleman City wine mixer,
yes.
It's pretty funny that I left a voicemail regarding that I misheard something, and it's turned into, it's just exploded. It's actually going to happen, isn't it? We're actually going to have a Kettleman City wine mixer. Just like several years back, remember 805 day? Same thing. I just had some stupid idea, and then all of a sudden everybody's like
805 day.
Drinking 805 on August 5th at 8:05 in the morning.
Yep.
which worked on a Sunday, but didn't really work any day after that.
Wasn't that great?
All right, well, that's all I have for now. Oh, this is Paul, by the way. Maybe you don't recognize me because my nose is all plugged up and I'm just getting over a cold. All right, cheers.
Better.
Keep up the good work.
Feel better, bye. Paul.
Nice.
Feel better, Paul.
I opened up a Confluence.
I have to. Now I'm looking out for a Deschutes beer. We might actually get that.
Yep. It was a crispy boy.
You opened up something?
I did.
All right. Oh, I hear it. That was good. Wow.
Wow. It's a Confluence Over the Ivy Czech style Pilsner. And I do believe this was donated, but there's no name on it. So it's also from Iowa. I think I might assume it's from BA Cyclone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a World Beer Cup 2022 award winner.
Ooh.
It's quite nice. Yeah, it's really good. This particular beer is not from 2022.
Oh, okay.
It's fresh. It's from
fresher now,
from
2023. Guys, come on. All right.
Oh, yes.
These cables are going to kill me tonight.
Is it still fucking up?
Well, Radar Palooza event. Radar Palooza, perfect pour. It's Pittsburgh Tom calling the eve of Radar Palooza 2023 Pittsburgh. Just wanted to check in. I will keep you guys posted for the whole Radar Palooza event. Wanted to say that super excited to have the perfect pour Radar Palooza going on here in Pittsburgh.
Woo!
And I will miss the people that couldn't make it. Just to shout out a few names: Two Year Beer, Fontana Gin, Anson Robin, Hoppy Libations and Hoppy Hubs, Colin and Janine, Anthony and Patty, Hoptown Jr., Chris, Wazoo, Scotty B, Psycho Bear, Paul, Courtney, Florida Steve, Dopey, L Green, Corey, and Leah. If I missed anybody, I'm sorry. Love you all. You will be hearing from the people that make it to Radar Palooza in Pittsburgh. I'm sure you'll be sick of all of our voicemails, but it's going to be a good time. I'm super pumped, super excited. Love you guys. Perfect pour. Great show. Keep up the good work. Mikey, Nick, Brad, Stacy. Love you guys. And I'm sure you'll be hearing more of us and you'll be sick of us, but that's what it is. All right, Radar Palooza,
that's right.
2023.
Radar Palooza can do that.
Three Rivers. Let's go.
Rivers.
Pittsburgh.
Steel Town.
Nice.
Yeah. Radar Palooza weekend, everyone. Get pumped.
Oh, man.
That's this weekend?
Yeah, if you want to get on a flight. Right now, get there, Pittsburgh.
Price. Now,
right?
Oh man,
right now.
I wish I could. I'm going to on Sunday the 25th. I am going to a melodrama show up in Oakhurst. Probably not as cool as Radar Palooza.
Oh boy, Mountain Theater.
Yeah, there's going to be a traditional. It's going to be a traditional can show, and we get to throw food at the villains.
Wow.
Exactly. Come on, what else to like? Wow. Country folk do
that poor. Who signed up for that? That poor
waste
villain.
Vegetables.
It's going to be the best $18 I ever spent for all.
What
three
do
of
you
us.
Bring? What vegetables are you bringing?
Definitely cabbage. I don't think that you can go to a melodrama without cabbage. And maybe some
tomatoes.
Some tomatoes that are like real soft. Well, I boil it first and let it cool down so it just slops on you.
Sloppy cabbage.
Sloppy, wilty, weepy, slimy cabbage.
if you could throw beer, what beer style would be the throwing
beer Yeah, that's style? Beer is food. Throw a beer. They're like, hey.
So throwing beer's a food. Beer at the villain.
What beer would insult somebody?
Man, I'm going to have to think about that. Just out of code, bad beer.
You know what? I'm okay with you throwing beer, but you're going to throw 805 at me? That's what you think of me?
Wow. No, see, most people like 805, though, up there. So they'll be they'd just be like licking themselves. Like, oh, it's like,
I love it. I just love it. More 805, throw it up there.
Yeah, I think tossing like Pliny at them would be insulting.
Wasting Pliny.
Like, what is this?
IPA?
Oh, smells like
what boat did this come off of?
This feels expensive.
This isn't India.
Is this those beers that are made with artichokes?
Oh, is this them artichoke beers? No way. This is a mountain town. Well,
God. Artichoke hops.
Just so everyone
style
knows.
Watch.
This podcast is run by an elite crew of technicians.
Yep.
And
you'll never see the finest engineers the valley can afford.
Well, what's up, guys? Jay here. Go on the call. I'm not sure if this will make it on this week's show or not. We ran a little late at work, but we'll see. So just wanted to wish everybody, hope everyone had a good Father's Day weekend. I had a good weekend, actually. So me and my daughter went to this tiny little, almost ghost town, little in nowhere, Nevada. It was a town called Tonopah. It's like 2,000 people, but we went there.
I see it on the map.
Well, there's a YouTube channel we watched that went to this haunted hotel. So she wanted to go do that. So we went and did that for Father's Day.
Did you get haunted?
But interesting thing, telling the little town of 2,000 people, they actually had their own little brewery. It was Tonopah Brewing Company or something like that. And they actually did really well.
Wow.
Made some pretty good beers. Just one last thing. I want to give a big cheers. Radarpalooza starting this weekend. I was hoping to attend, but couldn't make it work this year. So cheers to everyone that's there. Hope you all have a good time. So cheers to all you guys. Keep up the good work. Check your dates.
I will.
Later.
I think about it. Okay.
Bye.
Dates.
Hop yeah, sound, I did forget to wishing he was at Radarpalooza. Don't we all? This one's for the East Coasters. Radarpalooza 3 in Pittsburgh, Steel City. I'm not sure if it's called Steel City, but it feels like it is.
It should be. Might definitely. This should be, Chief.
Should be called Steel City.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm Carl Washing! Hey, it's Wazoo. It's been a couple weeks, been busy, been doing things, traveling, whatnot. We'll go back a couple weeks. The boy and I made a trip down to the SoCals and then made a trip out to Baltimore. Really wasn't much beer drinking, but we did, after we were all done in Baltimore.
Baltimore?
On the way back to the hotel, yeah. I'm like,
oh, we've got Baltimore and then I was in Baltimore.
Kind of early dinner, so we had an early flight the next day. I'm like, oh, we're going to Guinness. So we went to Guinness. It was nice. Good. The food is great there. Yeah, there's a Guinness in Baltimore, Mikey. We went to Guinness, had a good meal. I only had one beer there. Had their, I think it was a Citra Pale Ale. It was a Galaxy Pale Ale. It was all right. Nothing to get super excited about, but just had the one and done. Then flew home. I did have the, on the Delta Airlines, they do have a hazy that they somebody makes for them. Maybe they're Southern Tier. I'm not
Delta
sure.
Delta hazy?
But had one of those on the plane. Good beer. Good enough to pass the time. Off to San Francisco the next weekend, and had some beers at a little pizza joint there. What did I have? Oh, I had an Original Pattern Coffee Stout, which was pretty good. And I had a West Coast IPA. See, I can't recall it. It's been just too long now. My memory's not what it used to be. I just got home. I'm in the car wash after driving back from the airport. From a little town in Pennsylvania called Philadelphia. Did all the touristy things, you know? You got to do the touristy things. So saw the Liberty Bell, did the Rocky Steps, Independence Hall, Constitution Hall. Then headed out to right across the street from the Liberty Bell is a little place called Independence Beer Garden, which is pretty dang good. Had a Victory Pils because that's their local built beer, kind of localish is Victory out there. And then they had Daisy Cutter on tap, too, so had me a Daisy Cutter, which is pretty dang nice. And then went to a brewery kind of downtown called Iron Hill. Went through three flights of beer there, IPAs, lagers, stout, couple sours. Everything was pretty solid. And then had conference there. So, you know, conference is conference. You sit through things, people talk at you. But back home for the week,
never been to a conference.
Got a flight to San Diego on Friday, so I'll have some beers down there in a bit. That's all. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. Cool. That's all I got to say. Bye. I'm in the car.
Is that the rinse? I think it's in the rinse. Didn't say keep up the good work, but... I'm behind.
Sorry, my dog is growling and barking.
Oh my goodness.
Can you hear him? Is
growling at Wazoo Corvette?
I don't know.
Whoa. Hey. What's going on out there? I think, is there a possum sighting? Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is. Some poodle nonsense.
Oh. They're good. Well, I had a small poodle when I was a child, and they're good at getting rodents. They're rodent hunters, man.
Not this guy.
Not this one.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy's problem is.
New beer from a Wazoo Corvette. It is a Moksa beer. It is Pacific Street IPA.
Wow. figurehead on it.
And the large poodles do not like this beer.
He's just growling away.
Dang, there's some heavy duty stuff happening in the Fresno High area.
Fireworks outside.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, happy 4th of July almost, everyone. Happy Radar Palooza. Happy 4th of July, almost 4th of July. Lots of stuff.
I'm so sorry. Just keep growling.
Man, there's some stuff going on there.
That's really funny.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm calling you from the hot tub. Ooh.
Hot tub time.
Hot tub report on Sunday.
Had an extra.
I get a hot tub.
Me too.
In the tub.
Was the Citra one?
No, extra juice bits. It's still the same hops, but they just pump up the volume.
They made the can different. It's like a 70s design now.
It's sweet. I should send you a picture of it. You guys love it. Unless you get distro. I don't know.
Yesterday, we met up with our friends. We took the train downtown, and we met up in the Sloan's Lake area. We went to Odell.
Sloan's Lake Odell.
They didn't have the same beers that they had at the downtown Denver Odell location, which I think was better. But they had some good beers.
They have a sick patio. Like, they have a rooftop patio that's
sick
super dope.
Patio.
They have this weird blue beer.
The entire, the whole Sloan's Lake and everything. And food.
Blue beer.
Yeah, pizza, chicken wings.
For the first time, I ate too much and didn't drink too much. Usually, it's the other way around.
Yeah. But I had, like, a tropical beer to begin with. And then I had a blue one that was like a sour,
like a green beer,
and then it was like a green. It had blue spirilla in it or something like that. And then I had a dunkel, and Colin had a hazy, and
I drink all the hazy.
What else did you have?
I just go like this. I go, "What's on tap?" That's hazy, and then they say this one, and I say, "That's what I'll have."
You guys probably hate that. Well, maybe Mikey can.
The hazy's good, man. Hazy's good. The West Coast wasn't as good as the hazy.
Yeah, the hazy was pretty good. I mean. Anyways, and then we went over to Joyride after that, and Joyride was pretty cool too.
Yeah, they had
some good beers there.
They had a West Coast Pale Ale. Usually you don't hear that. Usually it's West Coast IPA. This is West Coast Pale Ale, but it was actually crisp, clean, tastes good. They also
I think they're using the hot tub speakers.
Yeah, done, and it overlooks.
There's
lake
a distinct
really
sound
nice
that hot tub speakers like have. I feel like that's a hot tub speaker. Yes. The music.
And then we took a lift to Strange, and we, you know, partied with our local people and had fun and talked
their
to them. And then we came home on the train.
Love it.
And we just went down to the basement bar and had shenanigans.
A brand new keg in that kegerator.
Yeah.
Anybody want to stop by and drink some of that Outlaw with us? It's some fantastic lager.
And then we're just hanging out in the hot tub all day today. Actually, it's kind of a warm tub because we got it down to like 96. And so we've been doing that all day today for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, today's Father's Day. That's right.
So happy Father's Day to all you dads.
I'm like half of a Father's Day father.
He's a stepfather. He's a stepfather. I still say happy Father's Day to you, baby.
Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Aww.
Yeah.
I guess that happened last week, but on the call.
No, it's, well, yeah, it's going to be late. Sure. But anyways, we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Later, Gators.
Bye.
Yeah, keep that hot tub going because I'll be there in about 3 months.
Just keep it going. 3 months straight.
Do not remove hot tub.
And listen, guys, I like that shit hot.
Hot.
I don't like how hot it is outside. I want it like 104.
Max, whatever that hot tub gets to max of. I mean,
whatever
they
makes the lobster turn bright red.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't water. Put that max on the hot tub if it wasn't doable. Right? They're like, hey, this is 104. Like, it can do it, right?
My dog is itching. And
Colin's going to be like, I don't know. I don't know if it will do that. And you're like, just do it.
Well, we're just going to have to boil some water in the kitchen. And
pour it in bring there. In more. Bring in outside boiling water. I don't care.
Make it hot.
Just hot.
Listen to me, peasants.
Make hotter my hot tub.
Yes. Yeah, Father's Day was a funny, funny day. I took my husband / stepdad to my child out to Three Rivers Brewing Company.
What?
Well, yeah. That sounds a big God drinking. We'll find about about that. Here in a moment.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If we could listen to the rest of the voicemails.
Nope. Nope. That's what they were.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for calling into the show. Big shout out to everyone at Radar Palooza 3 out there in Pittsburgh. I'm glad the East Coast people got some action. That's very, very nice that the Northeaster folks got something, got a Radar Palooza in their area. But we're not to get ahead of ourselves, because we're going to be finding all about Radar Palooza 3 next weekend, I'm sure. Or next week, I'm sure, with the voicemails. But, like, where is the next Radar Palooza going? It's like the Olympic Committee kind of thing. What city wants to host the next Radar Palooza?
Do they have to build a custom craft beer bar for the event?
Yeah. The whole city has to build custom, custom arenas and custom... just like any Olympic city,
patios for drinking.
Yep.
All we need you to infrastructure. Do is just hammer together 6 pallets and make yourself.
There you go. We're ready for Radar Palooza.
It's as simple as that.
6 pallets and 1 kegerator. I'll bring some box wine. Because we can have a traveling Kettleman City Wine Mixer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're confusing the Kettleman City Wine Mixer Beer Festival with the Radar Palooza.
That's the thing is, Kettleman City Wine Mixer is everywhere. It's ubiquitous, right? It's a pop-up Kettleman City Wine Mixer wherever we want to go.
That makes sense. It's like it's like a food truck.
With you.
It's like a
please,
food truck.
Please, just as a disclaimer, don't get into the California Aqueduct, guys. Don't get into it.
Oh, what?
Wait.
Let's float. Nick, get out of there. I'm having a great time.
I'm floating. Hey, guys, I'm floating.
You're floating to your death, Nick.
I got my water wings on. I'm fine.
Oh, I got the little pump up.
Yeah.
I got the little pump ups on my arm. I'm fine.
What do you mean bowling balls don't float?
They're on wheels. I don't get it.
I'll be fine when I hit the gates here in a couple miles that come to the next canal gate.
Yeah. Catch me at the next intersection.
Yeah, go down. I'll be down there at Galt, wherever, or whatever other Kern County town.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
Mike, I lost communication.
Yeah, lost communication. Yeah, we lost communication with Nick. You better send the Air Force and Coast Guard. We immediately lost communication with Nick.
Mikey, can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Communication. I lost communication.
I can't hear you, Nick. Why are you answering my questions if you can't hear me? I don't know. I just can't hear you, though. Katie, I feel like you have some coastal elite drinking to report back to. Oh, man.
Brace yourselves. It gets intense. That's sarcasm. I made my beach trip an IPA festival.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Who are you? Who are you?
I know. Super. This is random. Barrel House Big Sur IPA.
No.
Atomic Torpedo from Sierra Nevada.
You went to the coast and got everything you could get anywhere.
Regular Torpedo from Sierra. So here's the thing.
I got regular Torpedo.
So, okay. At the end of the trip, the Matt dropped some knowledge on us. So I guess early cheers to Matt. Spoiler alert. Usually we'd go to the coast and we would like ravage every liquor store and brewery we could find. We're like, oh my God, we need stuff. All this.
I've never drank this.
I need this. I need two of those. I need four of those. Six of those. Husker do's, Husker don'ts.
Yeah. Husker Dudes.
We'd go to the record store and like buy all the vinyl we could possibly carry out with our arms, you know?
Yeah.
And so, okay, here's life in 2023 is meh. We got all that in Fresno. What do we need this for?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they have there does not exist and liquid gravity.
Got it. Central had Co- it. Had it.
But I mean, like, we got all that at home now. Yeah. So you just go and have a good time.
What am I spend all our time hunting for whales? What am I supposed to go to the ocean and just sit on the beach and look at the water?
Would I just stare at it?
What is it?
It does the same thing. It waves at me and I wave back.
Hi.
But you can look for the curve and the green flash at sunset.
Ooh.
Okay, well, that's cool. But you don't need an exotic beer to do that, right?
It's true. You don't. You drink seawater.
Seawater. I turned all my IPAs into gozas.
Gozas.
People are worried about the sub people. Regular torpedo. Just open the door and drink water.
What else did we have?
Torpedo extra.
Extra.
All the torpedo variants you could think of.
All the torpedo variants.
Okay. They got all the variants down there. The coast loves torpedo variants.
Oh, the Silva beer, the Yakima.
Did you go to Silva?
Yeah. No, it's available at the gas station.
Yeah, nobody goes to Silva.
For real?
Nobody goes to Silva.
Oh, my God.
Comes to you.
You're so Valley. Nobody goes to Silva.
Silva is just in the gas stations on the Central Coast.
I still think there's something going on. The fact that Silva Brewing wasn't at Firestone Walker Invitational.
Yeah, they probably said something.
There's something going on there.
They said Merlin was short.
You know what? We're a little short. Oh, you know what? You're not coming to the invitation. I non-invite you. I uninvite you.
Yeah, you know what? I don't need an invite from a garden gnome anyway.
I am.
That's what they said.
Ooh, dang.
That was rude. I like that.
I don't even know why.
Chuck's over the garden gnome.
Both of them.
Okay.
Both of them. Screw
both of them. I don't have beef. I'm just making beef between them.
I like to make beef. I don't eat beef. I make beef.
That's right.
Making beef. Ooh, good IPA name. Making nice. Beef.
So no. Like no uniques over there. Is that what you're saying?
Not on the coast.
Where
no.
Are the whales? Where are
no
the whales?
Whales.
What a shithole. That coast sounds like a complete shithole. Wow.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I mean, all the deep fried clams you want.
Oh, God.
You know, I've always thought that deep fried clams were just like bits of fried stuff that they swept up off the floor.
This fried
put in a basket.
It probably is.
Got another order like of Wendy's, deep fried stuff.
It's the Wendy's chili of the seafood world.
Ultimate conspiracy theory. Like I've never seen a clam in real life. So
what?
How do I know?
Whoa.
Does Karen like, know that?
Yeah. I mean, did you tell her before you got married? Did you say that?
Whoa.
Wow.
You walked her right.
Oh my gosh.
That one, yeah.
You weren't expecting that from Rad Stacy, were you? You should have.
I forgot my company. Yes.
Yeah, you should have been. Matt would have never made that joke, Rad Stacy. That's just terrible.
He helped me make it.
He crafted that one. He's like,
we're testing
right,
out
I've got
new
a,
jokes. Or...
I've got a pretty solid clam joke that you could work in if you could find a way to work it in. It's gonna
the punchline can only be delivered by a lady.
Yeah, they're not gonna be able to get away with it, but you could do it. You're like, okay, yes. I don't know.
I mean, I am. We've part
diversified
of the clam
for a reason.
Yeah, it's a Howard Stern show. Like, I'm like, wait, it's okay that we do all this weird. Racist shit. Robin Givens is on the show. Oh yeah, that makes
right.
Oh my god.
I'm teasing. You are not our excuse for lame jokes.
And you have seen a clam in real life.
One or two.
I seen one. I seen it.
I seen it.
Oh wow.
So where you put the jam?
Sure looks different than I thought it would.
Oh man, that ain't what I imagined. Woo!
I'm at the point where I've had enough beer. I could take it to an uncomfortable place, but I'm not going to.
Nick's a well-raised boy. We won't do that.
Yeah.
Got to cross your own line of decency every once in a while. You forget you had one.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, yeah, man.
True.
I like, we're going to do a whole podcast from the 1920s someday. Talk like this. Groucho Marx.
This just in, folks.
This just in.
See here, say.
This just in. Yeah. Have you ever heard the story of IPA? Well, sir, it's quite a tale.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Breaking news.
Gabbo's coming.
Beer is being traded. What? Gabbo's.
Gabbo's coming. Yes, Smithers.
Breaking news. A boat sinks off the coast of Newfoundland. Nobody cares.
Submarine submerges and doesn't come back to the surface.
Submarine works.
Submarine does its job.
It does its job. Yeah. It submerged the shit out of him. It submerged real good.
Oh, man.
Ah, jeez. I'm sorry.
Is it too soon? Well, you
too
know,
soon.
Comedy and tragedy.
Yeah. That's what life's about.
Them is time. I say, why wait? Mm-hmm.
Life is for the living.
That's right. Don't I know?
Yeah.
What
Rad,
the
Stacey?
Fuck podcast am I on right now?
I don't know.
The craft beer life lesson.
This is a craft beer show. Whenever I listen to like a real craft beer show and like they're like, oh, let's talk about the marketing they did in Chicago about the the lagers and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, man, you guys really just talk about the beer industry, don't you guys? I'm just like,
yeah, well, yeah. They have money to pay for like IRI data and shit. We don't have all that. We got to make stuff up.
No, all our stuff's real.
We're the other side of that. We're grassroots, man.
Grassroots. We're the people that they're marketing to.
Scrappy. Oh, no, make it up.
They should That's be right. listening.
Eventually, it'll be at least half right.
Are we algorithm busters? Is that what we are?
Yeah, we mess up everyone's algorithm. Nice. Oh, that's a good name for a podcast. Algorithm Busters.
Algorithm Beer Busters? Beer Algorithm Busters?
Sure.
I don't know. Sounds great.
Any other beers you'd like to share, Nicholas?
Yes. Yeah, so once back... Oh, no, please. I enjoyed every minute of that. Don't apologize.
Okay, well...
Once back home from my personal IPA fest... we had Father's Day at South of Shaw Beer Company.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to go back there.
Hero of the day, their West Coast IPA.
There goes my hero. Watching as he ferments. Dude, that's like a dead on Dave Grohl you have, Stacey.
Thanks.
You mean Dave Grohlsch?
Dave Grohlsch. Oh, where there's a beer name. Every episode we come up with a really solid beer name. Where is that?
Dave Grohlsch. That's awesome.
God dang it.
I broke Red Stacy.
So
I win.
Oh, good. That was great. Holy crap. I love it when other people come up with great stuff.
Can somebody?
Well, you're welcome.
Can somebody?
I mean, oh wait, we've been here the whole time.
I can get on tap. Oh, yeah, I'm
10 years,
Red
Stacy. 10 years we've been here.
Isn't that amazing? 10 years. We're old, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm gonna. I wonder, my great 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 grandkids will be able to hear this and like, this is my great 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 granddad. This is what he sounded like. Oh, fuck, IPAs, yep, that was my granddad.
I'm just hoping that we have like this really solid sound bite on Wikipedia. Like if you look up the Perfect Pour podcast, it says listen here for a 30-second sound clip, and it's just that you talking into that fucking telephone thing that you have.
Yeah.
Nobody can understand.
And there was like, wow, that was the whole podcast. And like, yeah, I guess it was.
They're like, it's about craft beer, are you sure?
Yeah, I love IPAs. They're the best. And that's the whole show. There are actually, somebody came up with Dave Grohl's. I'm on Untappd. Mountain Town Brewing. Mountain Town Brewing. Damn it. This may be the best brewery I've ever heard of. Mountain Town Brewing Company, Dave Grohl's. Damn it! Is this me in the future placing a brewery inside a tap to make me laugh? Is that what's happening right now?
Mountain Town. Let's just name ourselves Mountain Town. Because we're in a town in the mountains. Mount Pleasant.
Move anywhere.
It's Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Mountain Timber. Dave Grohlsch.
That beer to the show if it is still in existence. Yeah.
None of my friends have checked into this beer.
We need some Dave Grohlsch in our life.
But it is a recent beer. Somebody checked into it on April 14th, 2023. Dave Sapp.
Wow. Okay. That's solid.
So it's out there. If somebody wants to get us this. And there's also Ghost Tree Brewing Company made a Dave Grohlsch. And it's...
We thought we had such good ideas.
And oh, it's man. It's an Ohio brewery. So Amherst, close. Ohio brewery. So that's two. And that... Oh, Willoughby Brewing Company also has made one. But that... Seems like maybe that's a home brewer.
It makes me wonder if I'm the only one that ever named a chicken Patsy Cline or Kim Kardashian. I hope I am, but I don't know if I
yes.
am.
Yes, you are.
You probably are. I don't know if there's an untap for chicken naming, but
that's Foursquare.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's Foursquare.
Well, yeah, well, with Kim Kardashian, she had a boyfriend, and he was Kanye West. So,
wow, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I try around here.
Yeah,
at least one of us tries around here.
You make fun, yeah. You know, when you're in Fresno, rough. You got to make things fun.
Yep,
that's what we do.
Yeah, I live in Fresno, but do you have a chicken named?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian?
I bet nobody in San Francisco has that.
No.
No.
They can afford real eggs. They don't need to.
Yeah. They're like, wait, what?
I almost starved to death waiting for my first egg.
We're not eating until she lays an egg. Rad Stacy. Are we done, Nick, or was there something?
Yes, sir. That was it. My South of Shaw was the end of my week.
Rad _ Stacy on Untapped. Remember the E in Stacy.
Is me. So Sunday went to a brewery in
a brewery
in Three Rivers, which is just outside of Sequoia National Forest.
Yeah, if you're going to one of our
beautiful forests.
One of our three lovely national forests / yeah.
We are flanked by awesome national
we're surrounded by national things.
Yes, and it was fun. It was crowded because it was Father's Day. But I can only assume
the dads love them outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you know, they're like, oh, a local brewery on a fucking river.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm going to dad so hard.
That's so dad. Place. That's so dad thing.
Honey, polish up the New Balance. We're going out.
One thing dads love, or two things dads love, rivers and beer.
My favorite part about that experience is you could tell that there were a lot of dads out there that were experiencing like their first or maybe semi-first Father's Day.
Already getting shit-faced.
Yeah, you know, they have all these like, they just look exhausted, first of all. You know, they're just fucking tired. Because like, first they probably had to drive there from wherever the fuck, like Bakersfield or Fresno or Visalia.
Yeah, when you're a dad, and you still got to do all your normal dad duties.
You still have to do all the normal dad shit. And they're probably sitting there going like, oh, it's going to be the best, you know, Father's Day ever. I'm going to go do what I always do, go drink beer with the dudes and whatever. But then you're there with a screaming baby trying to enjoy your Michelada. And it's
you're screaming because of the Michelada.
Then you got to go over to the new dad and be like, here's what you do, man. All right. You got to, you know, tutor the other dad. And you're like, all right, this is what you're going to do.
Instead of doing what we did, which is leave the kid with the bio dad so I could take stepdad out without a kid. We took the dog with us and we're like, just bring your fucking dog.
Oh, that a dog is worse.
Bring the dog.
Yeah, bring the dog.
The dog is worse. You're nuts.
On the way up, so.
Wait, the dog what on the way up?
Sorry, what?
The dog only puked twice on the way up.
Oh, see? That's what I'm saying. A dog is worse.
Penny made it all the way to the coast without puking. I'm nice. Just saying.
I will say, Ivan, he Boxers. Puked a little bit on the way up, and then I got him out of the car in time for the big puke. So that was all right. Yeah. Poor guy.
You knew it was coming.
You could have just left him home, and he would have been fine, and you would have had an enjoyable experience.
No, we're lucky. Penny travels really well.
And well, and Ivan, of course, he was upset because he kept looking at us like, hey, somebody puked in my bed back here.
He's like, because dogs don't have a long term memory. So he's like,
puked back here.
Hey, do you guys got to clean this up?
No, I come prepared. I have a plastic bag and cover it up with towels. And he's like, oh, good. Thanks.
All right. That's enough.
But once he gets it out of his system,
can't see good. It. It's fine, right?
Can't see it. But you know, the great thing about dog puke is it doesn't smell like human puke.
Yeah, so that is a great thing.
Smell like dog food.
Top 20 great things. Dog puke doesn't smell like human puke.
I did not meet either of the owners or the brewers at Three Rivers Brewing Company. But oh, man. I had the red IPA and it was quite good. It was a little bit undercarbonated, but the flavor was
there. You hear that? Carbonate your beers, people.
Carbonate your beers, yeah. Guys.
It and was like,
it's not the elevation. Yeah. We're only at 900 feet above sea level.
It's not jolly old England. Carbonate your beers.
Oh, there's thinner up here.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, man. 1,000 feet elevation. Woo!
They are pulling their water. They're brewing with the water from the river, which I think is pretty interesting. That's nice. Yeah, nice. That's kind of cool. We saw their really like makeshift pump down there.
Town boat.
We like to poke around.
His name's Jeffrey. He pumps it all day long. We don't know how he does it, but he does.
The river is still raging up there. It's actually a really cool view.
It's
cool.
It's a raging time for rivers.
But when I saw a red IPA, I was like, it's got to be an old guy that's brewing.
Yeah. Up here,
yeah. Cool, you know, because nobody else.
There's not too many 24-year-old brewers that are like, red IPA all the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Doug, of course, he's like, do you guys distribute? And they're like, we barely make enough to, you know, serve all the other yahoos that come in here. So yeah. That was cool. I got a tank top. And then I had a michelada with their Mexican lager.
I had a michelada.
Yeah, it was super good. I loved it. It had lots of
Indie michelada is awesome.
Yeah.
The only problem with michelada is it usually involves like some gigantic... like Corona or whatever it is they make micheladas with.
Yeah, it was made with their craft lager, so it was quite good.
All right. Lager.
I liked it. Yeah, kid-friendly. They also have a pupusa truck there that was serving up
Yeah,
so that part was really awesome as well.
Maybe so I'm making notes there. for Father's Day 2024.
I highly recommend it. It was a good time. And then last night went to BC's Pizza.
Ooh, in Fresno County?
We went and saw a movie. I did not know that Tuesday was $5.50 night at the movie theater out there.
And all the cheap bastards were there.
Boy, that attracts a lot of fucking riffraff. I'll tell you what. My favorite part, though, is walking. Like, so it's crowded on Tuesday nights there. And my favorite thing to do is walk up to cars like it's mine while people are stalking you in the parking lot to get your spot. And then go, psych. Psych. This isn't really my car.
Not mine.
No, this isn't my car.
Wait, my car. I didn't even drive.
My Rolls Royce is over there.
I didn't even drive tonight. What am I thinking?
Just watch them implode. But I had an unfiltered DBA. And I took pictures of all the Firestone swag in there and asked them if they could post pictures of people who actually work at Firestone at some point. Because right. I'm just an asshole, you know, it's fine. it's fine. I tried to get they kept running out of stuff. Like there was other stuff I wanted to try, but Doug had a golden drac because he said, well, I just want to get fucked up.
Oh yeah. That'll do it.
That's a good call.
Yeah. I was like, all right. And also at Three Rivers, that was when I posted the picture of he and I, and then Corey was like, is that your dad?
Listener Corey, is that your dad?
Somebody thought that my husband was my dad, so that's cool.
Well, it's Father's Day. It's a very confusing post, Rad Stacy.
It's a very confusing time for everybody. It's
very confusing. Yeah. If you're posting on Father's Day and you post a dude... Aaron's
if you didn't
like,
know,
oh,
Rad Stacy's a sugar baby.
That's your dad.
That's right.
Don't post husband pictures when it's Father's Day unless that you know.
He and I are only 11 years apart, guys. Just saying, no. I know it's hard to believe that I'm the older one, but
no. Wow. All right.
I'm not. Yeah.
I am not the older one in mine.
No. She's gotcha.
Oh, you're just a kid.
How much?
4. Like
4 years?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say like 4 months.
Dang. Yeah. Scandalous.
I caught my husband cleaning earlier today. You'll like this. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, no. We don't want to see him in a thong.
No, he's not in a thong. It's really
I can't see it. It's all bright. It's too bright.
Dang it. I'm
just assuming he cleans in a thong for you.
He's like, Nick's like, I can't see it, but I'm sure he's in a thong.
I am absolutely sure he's in a thong. He's not. Funny. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I tried to catch up on some beers this weekend, but I was unable to. Yeah. I had too much stuff going on.
You got goals for this weekend. You can Radar Palooza in Fresno.
Yes.
Get on. I'm sure Discord and everything will have.
Yeah, that's actually true. Radar Palooza. That is true.
I might have to get on there. Friday night Zooms, they still go on.
They do still go on. And I've been on one and I feel bad that I have intentions on getting on it. And then Saturday morning, I'm like, shit, I was going
to get on it.
Shit, I was going to get fucked up online. Damn it.
I forgot.
So Friday nights, you can hang out with Perfect Poor listeners if you go on the Discord channel. And if you don't see anyone posting the special password, you can just like make a statement like, hey, I want in on the Friday night Zoom, and somebody will give it to you. So the rad_Stacy, that was your drinking?
That was pretty much it. Yeah. And here's a fun fact that drinking beer every day is healthier for you than being dead.
Good. Good note.
Oh. Yes.
Well, shit. I was looking forward to dying, but no one ever thinks that.
Now I guess I'm never going to die. I'm never going to die. I live forever.
I did go to Spokeasy at some point in the weekend. I know I took a picture of what I drank, and now I can't find it.
Uh-oh.
So I did go, though. Oh, wait. Here it is. Wildfields Pine Mountain Monolith Brown Ale, which is a gold medal winner. And I'll tell you what, that brown ale was so good. That was the first time I've ever had it. That was really fucking good.
Wild Fields. Nice.
Any of you Californians
or
anyone else who can get Wild Fields? You can get that at
the market. The market really has good. Wild Fields.
The market? Yeah. Where is that?
I don't know. It's
well, you know.
I've never been. I'll be there I'll be there tomorrow around 4:45.
There's a line you gotta cross.
No. Like a personal line?
the
Shaw line.
The Shaw.
Yeah. Yes. You gotta go north.
North Fresno versus South Fresno.
You gotta go north.
One of my favorite
Shaw.
Things to do is tell people to go back to north of Shaw if they're being surly down here. I'm just like, hey, you know what?
You know what? Go back to north of Shaw.
Back up there.
Hit the bricks.
Go on.
You know what? Why don't you go back to North of Shaw, where that kind of shit's tolerated?
Why don't you be a Felicia and go back to North Fresno?
You seem like you're a little agitated being down here in the South. Okay? I think it's a little much for you right now. Why don't you just go back up there?
Is it all the trains that's setting you up?
It's so loud.
I had a Jumbo Jets from Casa Agria, a New England IPA. That was nice. I got it from the market north of Shaw.
What?
And I had a Machine Head, Fresno County Brewer Machine Head, Ghost Ex Machina. Very good stuff.
Did you go out there to get it?
No, I went to the market to get it. Market's got it. Okay, good. I don't have to go to outside the city limits.
Because you only have to hold your breath so long if you just go to one
spot.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, it's pretty stinky out there in Clovis. You're like, stinky. Is that guy, that old guy from I Think You Should Leave Now show? He's like, stinky. He's there. That was a deep reference. Not everyone's going to get it. I went to the zoo, Fresno Chaffee Zoo.
That's right.
One of the best zoos in the country, by the way. We got a pretty solid zoo. We're pretty proud of it. And they got beer now. There's one stand in the whole zoo. I made a note of it because I was just sort of chaperoning my daughter and her friend. It wasn't like a whole family event, so I was kind of, I was on my own slash like helicoptering my daughter and her friend. So I wasn't like, it wasn't like we had to go, I didn't have to follow them everywhere. So I had, you know, little moments where I could go off on my own. So I made a point to, yeah, give some beer. I made a point because a long time ago, they were like, oh, you're going to have be able to drink beer at the zoo. And I'm like, all right. And then I could never find it. But now we finally found it. We have a new exhibit there at the zoo, and they've got a little snack station there that has beer. And so
dang.
I got a hazy little thing from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. And then they just let you walk around the zoo with a can of beer. It's nuts, man. No rules.
Coming to.
And then Rad Stacy asked about if there's something not hazy, and there is a barrel. There is a Barrel House beer, that strawberry beer.
Of course there is.
That, what's that?
Strawberry.
What's that strawberry thing they have?
I don't know, but I don't want to.
The
nickel note.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. It's a strawberry daze. I think it's
I think it's a sour.
Strawberry blonde ale.
Yeah, oh, okay. Strawberry blonde ale. So there you go, Rat Stacy. There's a strawberry blonde ale, and then there's like two
strawberry daze.
Yes, straw daze or whatever it is.
Straw daze.
Then there was like there are two big beers, like a Coors or I don't know. It was like,
well, it sounds like it's all valley wide stuff, so probably Coors.
Yeah, so
Modelo maybe.
Yeah, I think it was like Modelo and then something else. So, but
they didn't have any Asian beers.
Oh no, there was a Sapporo. It was a Sapporo. Oh,
okay, all right.
It was Sapporo, hazy little thing, the Straw Days, and the fourth one I can't think of right now, but it was a big beer. But yeah, you can just walk around. I just kept walking around with my beer can. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, well, I guess nobody's gonna stop me.
Nobody's stopping me.
No. And I offered an orangutan a beer and she couldn't take it.
They're like, sir, please don't.
Sir, please try. Stop trying to get the orangutans drunk.
Said don't feed the animals, but don't.
Well, yeah, it said not feed. It didn't say anything about beer. I know, sir. I didn't say anything about specifically about beer, but it kind of generally you don't give things to the orangutans. Oh, whatever, man.
They like beer too.
You think they don't like it? They love it.
They love beer, especially independent beer.
They look super cool. They love it. Also had a Faction Brewing.
Like cocaine beer. Cocaine bear.
Cocaine beer. Cocaine bear.
Cocaine bear.
Face the Strange Faction Brewing Company. Pale Ale is pretty nice. Almanac, True Kolsch. I had a Kolsch. Hear that? That was a good beer.
Yeah, I was gonna say I like that Kolsch too. I've had that a few times.
It is a nice Kolsch. And nice. Had more of the Sierra Nevada Summerfest Pilsner, and I had a Focal Banger from the Alchemist. I don't know if you guys ever heard of them, but they're back east. You probably never heard of them.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
No, I never heard of him. Pliny the Elder is from Russian River Brewing Company. This is like for IPA geeks. You probably haven't heard of them either.
Never heard.
No.
Russian
River. Yeah, no. It's north. It's up north. You've never heard of them. And one from Lua Brewing Company called Time Eater. That was a Ryan A. beer donation that was supposed to be a show beer, but I had no beer last night, and this was the beer I was like, all right, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna donate. I'm gonna jump into the show beers. Sorry.
Nice.
I did it. Dorktown on a Tap, the Nick 80, and Rad _ Stacy.
That's a me.
That's a me, uh-huh.
It's a spicy meatball.
Yeah. I'm a spicy meatball, huh?
Oh, and you know what? I saw the bearded brewer yesterday
on
a walk.
What?
He was walking.
He's in your block.
Yeah, it was funny because he likes the walk. You know, I don't know, he probably doesn't listen to the show, but I told him, I said, hey, you're on your phone and your earbuds are in. And I was hollering at him like I could have mugged him. He would have never.
Dang.
Hey, give me all your hazies.
No,
hey.
No, I stopped that part. I was like, Matt. Matt. Like yelling. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I said, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just on my walk for health. He takes a walk every day for health. Matt. So. Aww. And then I asked him what all the commotion was on Vagities the day before because there were fire trucks everywhere.
What happened?
And he was like, I never did find out. And I said, me neither. So we had like an old man chat for like a few minutes.
Well, hey, my sister's over there too. I need to find out what's going on.
Hey, what's your name?
Tony.
She's been in LA for a few days. What happened? My sister's house is burnt down.
No, was the thing is there was never any fire. It was those apartments down there, and I suspect it was meth. That's always my suspicion.
That's just your go-to. Oh, it's probably meth.
It was a small meth explosion.
Oh, okay.
Minor inconvenience.
Yeah, they just had to rinse it down the street.
The fire department's why'd you guys call us for this? Yeah. Come on.
Well, it's funny because it started out with like Doug sending a text going like, hey, what's going on in Vagities? And then Matt answers like, I don't know. I've been watching it too. And then, you know, then it's like this three person old man chat that we're having about what the fuck's going on down the street. You know, this is what we do around here.
Nobody, next door app exists.
Right.
And you three.
We three are analog style over here. Yes.
I'll read it in the paper tomorrow. See,
right.
See, Nick and I, or I should just say, I once in a while I just text Nick and say, "Did you hear that hot rod?" He's like, "No, I didn't hear it." Like, I'm like, "Well, it's coming down your coming your way." He's like, "Oh yeah, I hear it now." Like, and then I'm like, "What is that?" And he's like, "I don't know." And then that's our exchange.
That's funny. Same kind of thing that we've got going on over here on the Arthur Vagities.
Or if the ghetto bird's circling a lot, and I'm like, hey, what's going on over there? He's like, nothing's going on over here. I'm like, well, why is this helicopter?
No action.
Yeah, the Gamera.
You're acclimated to it.
Yep. Welcome to Fresno, everyone.
Yeah. Well, because we're right across from the fire department, too. So.
Oh, you get it all day.
That is another thing.
Oh, yeah, that fire department. Now I know what you're talking about.
That sounds great.
I know it does. It sounds good.
This will be fixed in edit.
Pro,
don't worry.
Pro. Pro show.
It's just a placeholder. Merely a placeholder.
Hey, cheers. You have some cheers, Nick. Let's start with Nick.
Rad Stacy's face says she's losing faith in this podcast.
No, she's not. She loves it. She's all bought in. She bought it. Bought it all. She's completely invested. She's got to pump up the stock numbers before she can sell. So
you're like, crap, I invested everything I had in this, and it dipped.
I gotta really
pump these
numbers up at least back to where I invested in. Yeah, she bought at the high,
of course. Yeah. Bitcoin's gonna be amazing.
Oh yeah, Bitcoin. Everyone's gonna be Bitcoining all day long. Everyone's gonna gonna get Bitcoin for a pack of gum. You're gonna use Bitcoin.
What's the other one? Is Bitcoin
Dogecoin.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. Cheers to all of you people that lost your ass in that deal.
No, actually they probably made money. It's just they made money, they just won't. Nothing will ever come of it, but they made money while the money was making.
And then there was like the art thing, the art one.
Oh yeah, the
yes. What were those?
Yeah, because
non-digital NTS, NTFs.
Yeah, NFTs.
Because owning something digitally is way better than the physical item.
Yeah, like I remember
it's the same.
Yeah.
Even my 15-year-old was like, this is the dumbest ass thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, well, if a young person is not behind it, then I definitely don't.
Because I'm waiting, like, maybe this is a cool thing. Is this a cool thing, honey? She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, oh, yeah.
She's like, do not. Yeah.
That's a
She said exactly what you said, because owning a digital copy of something is way better than the original.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally better.
Yeah.
Right click, save. It's mine.
No, we actually went to an NFT art show up in San Francisco. And I remember we were like so underwhelmed. Like I was in a whelmed deficit. Like I couldn't even come out of it. It was like such a funk. And I'm like, I paid what to get into this?
Are you still in it?
Yeah, it was like, you know, an hour of my life I can't get back. So but cheers to all of you people who made mistakes with that.
Hey, yeah. That's understandable. Also, we all make mistakes. Yeah. I definitely made them.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm also going to say cheers to Alex Kidd and Don't Drink Beers for putting out some great older review content. They have been bringing me a lot of joy just reading through some of his current posts and whatnot. It's great to see that he and his family are thriving in the moment. So I just want to say cheers to that.
Nice.
And them. And everyone locally has been showing me a good time in the craft beer bars as well. BC's and
BC Rad Stacy, buy her a sour or something.
Buy me a sour. Do it.
Buy me a sour.
That's wear a shirt that your says, new, buy me a sour.
Yeah, new t-shirt. Buy me a sour.
Yeah.
I don't want to taste your homebrew sour.
I don't want to try your homebrew.
Yeah, there isn't many homebrewers that go with the sours, or is there?
Or sometimes you say, like, hey, was this supposed to be a sour? And they're like, shamefully, they're like, no.
No.
It wasn't supposed to be. But here we are. Is that butyric acid? Sure is. Oh, that's that vomity smell. I love it. Yeah, so yeah, I've been having a good time in Fresno recently, and I need to get south of Shaw. Beer Co. Because how was your experience there last time you went, Nick? You had a good time? Yeah.
Beer is good. Service is great. Pizza is great.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, nice, pleasant atmosphere. You know, you don't. Good spot, you know, downtown. They did a good job on the inside. I hear a patio is coming for them, so I'm excited to see what that happens.
Yeah, they could use a little bit of extra boost, like a patio or something.
I mean, I really felt like you gave me that review like you're running for president, but that's all right. Just right in the middle.
Yeah, running for a
right in the middle.
he's like hedging his bets to get invited back to South of Shaw.
Yes, I can't wait to go back. Music choices are on point. I guess they like the rock and roll down there. So
they like rock and roll.
The playlist is good.
Nice. Okay.
They just put on the Fox and don't worry about it the rest of the day.
No, it's better than that.
I know, because we
heard current Queens of the Stone Age on the radio.
I can go with the flow.
And I hate to disappoint
that's
you guys.
Old Queens. I said current Queens of the Stone Age.
Say it doesn't matter with the flow.
That's the same song, just different words.
Damn it.
Non-words. and I hate to disappoint you guys, but I may not be on the show next week. I'm going to an underground supper date. God.
Oh, that thing.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. And it costs a lot of money, so I can't.
You need a podcast from it. You know, everybody shut up. I'm podcasting.
I'll just tune in like from the dinner. They're like, excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse you is right. I'm trying to call in from Radar Palooza. This is Radar Palooza adjacent.
Yeah.
So it depends on what time it gets done. I'll have to let you guys know. But there's a lot of cocktails involved too, so I don't know what kind of like.
Oh yeah, we're gonna need to have you after the cocktails. See what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So, just a warning.
The chef from the Elderberry House is doing this.
Oh, fancy. Yeah.
So kind of exciting.
Oh, big time. I heard the Elderberry House loosened their restrictions a little bit as far as like dress code and things like that.
I heard that too. Yeah, I think there's like we're running out of people.
Like we can't make everybody put on a suit and a tie. We gotta if you got a shirt on, just any shirt.
We'll take a shirt.
Yeah, you got a shirt, you can get in.
Underwear of some kind.
Yeah.
Because
can you just cover up
underpants, preferably?
Can you cover up your pee-pee? Then we can get in.
I think that is the most high-end restaurant in like near us, isn't it?
Yeah. The
Elderberry House.
It's like the five star around here.
Yeah.
They have a helicopter pad.
And
for
this dinner did not mention any kind of dress code, so hopefully it's in the middle of like a sunflower field, so hopefully there's not
Sorry for the local reference, everyone. If you're going to Yosemite, going up 41, Elderberry House, right there, right before you get into Oakhurst, you can go to a fancy, high-end restaurant.
Yep. Yeah, and be prepared to spend at least $1,000 for two people.
Whoa, holy craps.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, guys.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Maybe not for some of you, but it's a lot for me. That's why I'm going to the spin-off dinner. It's like not nearly that much.
Yeah.
I spend that at Chipotle. What are you talking about?
Wow, that's a lot of burritos.
That's a lot of burritos.
Oh, yeah.
I get the extra steak and the extra guacamole, though.
That's right. Secret menu steak.
You order it animal style.
I get the Wagyu asada.
Cheers to our golden gods. The perfect poor. They donate money to us every month, and that's pretty rad. So we can pay.
Do we have any new golden gods?
Not this week, but you never know. Patreon.com/perfectpour or look in the show notes. There's a link to it if you would like to be a Golden God. Golden Gods do get to listen to extra show every week, except for that one week I didn't put extra show. But most weeks they get extra show.
The next normie listener who signs up to be a Golden God who isn't yet, I will send you a Firestone Walker Invitational Beer Fest hat.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Sign up.
We're going to hold you to that, Rat Stacy.
Yeah. And you can't just cancel right after you receive it. You
got to cancel.
You got to stay on. It's at least like a $15 hat, so you got to stick with us.
You get a text from the UPS store like your package arrived at its destination, and then 30 seconds later the Patreon text comes through. Canceled. Joe Blow canceled. It's
as soon as it mails off, right? As soon as I send the hat, I will book a plane ticket and come take that hat back.
I will spend the money just to come there and physically take the hat back.
You listen to me, Iceland. Do you think I won't fly to Iceland?
Oh, yeah. Iceland's like, I will. Let's do it. Let's see if she'll never come out here. Like,
yeah.
I will meet you at the Blue Lagoon, get my fucking hat back.
you'll catfish them. You'll pretend you're like some secret admirer. And they're like, some hot girl's gonna meet me at the Blue Lagoon. You're like, oh, cool. And then you're just like, snake! I just want my hat back.
You'll see me wearing the other Firestone Walker Invitational hat and be like, I done fucked up now. But this is a real offer, y'all. This is a real offer.
Wow. Okay. Sign up. There it is. All the other golden gods are like, I didn't get a hat. Like, nope, this person does.
Well, too bad for you.
Yeah. Well, you can get your wife get your husband or wife to sign up.
Current golden gods, you can't cancel and re-sign up to get
the hat. Oh, I cancel. Now I'm re-signing.
Disclaimer.
I'm a new person you've never heard of before. Okay.
Stad racing.
All right. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week. Be safe.
Oh, yeah.
But still remember to have some fun.
A bit.
But before you start that whole thing, you gotta what?
Check your dates.